last one out locks up.
No problem. Night, Alan. That old black magic has made its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. The icy fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Hi, Joe. Thought I was the only one here. Checking out the microphone. Well, it seems to work great. Well, good night. See you tomorrow.
Good night, Lowell.
Final game of the World Series. Two outs. Bottom of the ninth. The Red Sox are down.
Papa. Request permission to change altitude to 5,000 feet over.
Roger, Sandpiper. Affirmative, Al.
Joe, is there something a little eerie about this flight? I mean, I think it's this tour group that you booked. Not one of them has said a word since they got on the plane. And something's wrong here. Something's terribly, terribly wrong. I mean, it's almost as if they've turned into mannequins! Ah!
Funny, Brian.
Why are we flying mannequins? Why can't we fly humans? That's what a real airline's supposed to do, isn't it?
Hey, it's the off-season. You take whatever business comes your way. According to my figures, we're barely going to squeak through.
Well, ever since you lost your pilot's license, you've been obsessing about this company's finances. So we should stop worrying about it.
Somebody's got to worry.
Ladies and gentlemen, just encountering a little turbulence here. In the unlikely event of a water landing, please use the passenger in front of you as a flotation device. Oops, seem to have had a little mishap back there, Joe.
Oh, better put that leg back on.
How many pioneers of aviation have said those very words? Joe, come here for a second, will you?
This guy tries to sue us, he won't have a leg to stand on. A leg to stand on. Hello, is this thing on?
Shut up, take a look at that. Nantucket Tower, this is Cessna Nevada 121 Papa Papa. Have you got any other aircraft in the vicinity? Over.
No traffic in the area. Over.
Nothing at all? Over.
Negative, Sandpiper. Over.
Thanks. Out.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, man. It's like it's hovering out there. It's just...
Did you see how fast that thing was going?
Yeah, nothing moves that fast.
It's gone. I think we just saw a UFO. You didn't happen to get the license plate number on that thing, did you?
No, but the bumper sticker said 55,000 miles per hour, a law we can live with.
Well, I was just going over my books, and I'm sure it was just an oversight, but I noticed that you haven't paid your lunch bill this month.
I'm sure I did.
No, it's just that when someone pays me, I mark it down in my ledger right here.
Well, I'm sure you do, but I distinctly remember putting the money in an envelope and giving it to you. $42.50.
Well, you know, memory can play tricks on us sometimes.
Evidently, your books can play some tricks, too.
Well, if you would like to look at my accounts, I can clearly show you that there is...
Helen, I wouldn't dream of doubting your honesty. I'll just pay the bill again.
Forget it, Faye. I don't care about the money.
Would it be all right if I give you a check?
Faye, I'm not going to accept it.
I have two forms of identification.
Faye!
My bank has a service charge of 5 cents for each check.
Please excuse me, Faye. Here you go.
I couldn't take this, Helen. I know how much a nickel means to you.
Roy! Roy!
Did your pilots report seeing anything strange tonight? I mean, besides your tie.
What are you getting at, Hackett?
Joe and I saw a UFO. A UFO.
Really? Oh, I love that stuff. You know, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, that's one of my favorite movies. Right. You know how that big mothership passed overhead? And hey, who knew Truffaut could act, huh? He had this cute little French accent.
Yo, Helen, can I just jump in here just for 1 second?
What did it look like?
Well, there was a blue light.
No, I mean the mothership. I never saw the movie. What did it look like?
It was this huge thing, had lights all around it.
Hey, I saw the real thing myself, okay? There was a blue light shot from one part of the sky to the other in like 4 seconds, okay? Hovered there, shot straight up, disappeared.
Wow, that's really weird.
Nah, not really. I always wondered when the people from his planet were gonna come back for him.
I'm not kidding around, Roy. I really did see this thing.
Well, you're not alone, Brian. My mother-in-law claims she was abducted by aliens. Claims they took her aboard their spaceship, examined her genitalia, and then sent her back. I contend her neighbor Vern took her aboard his Winnebago, but she's sticking to her story.
Thank you, Carl Sagan, for that close encounter of the stupid kind. Now, did you get out of here and finish working on that tower spotlight, huh?
Brian, maybe that spotlight is what you saw.
Now, Faye's probably right, except you can see it a lot better once I take it out of the truck and finish assembling it.
Hackett, it could have been anything. It could have been heat lightning, the northern lights, a meteor.
A big fluorescent eagle.
There you go.
It could have been a weather balloon.
Moving at the speed of light?
Well, you know, when the air's leaking out, they just...
Do you have to do that, Lowell?
Well, you do if you want to make the sound.
All right, well, look, if you don't believe me, then why don't you just ask Joe, because he saw it also, right? Saw what? The UFO. They didn't believe that we saw it. I don't know what you're talking about, Brian. Stop fooling around. It's been a long night. I know what I saw.
Gee, Hackett, I don't know what to say. Oh, yes, I do. Nanu, nanu, nanu.
Hey, do me a favor, will you, Joe? Can you see if there's a large dagger sticking out of my back? Oh, that's right, sorry. You don't see anything. Brian, you saw it, I saw it, the mannequins and the plane saw it, but if word gets out about this, we're going to be known as Crackpot Airlines. Well, excuse me, but it's difficult for me to be quiet about the most exciting experience I've ever had in an airplane. Wait a second. Second most exciting... Third, do helicopters count? Look, business is bad enough. We can't afford any bad press. All right, I see your point. I won't mention a word of this to anybody else. Where are those pilot irregularity forms? No, you are not filing a report on this to the FAA. There's no way I want this on permanent record. Joe, you know as well as anybody else that if a pilot sees something out of the ordinary, he's required to report it. Normally, I would agree with you,
but... what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to forget about it? Maybe the FAA can explain this, or maybe somebody's already made out a report. Don't you want to know what we saw?
Yes, of course I do, but you don't understand the ramifications of this,
Brian.
You remember Fred Atkins?
Yeah, he flew charter out of New Bedford.
Right, well, he reported seeing a UFO. The next thing he knew, he was blacklisted. They broke him. Last I heard, he was sitting on the corner of 3rd and Main selling used chewing gum.
That was Fred Atkins?
You betcha.
That gum was used?
Here's your water, Faye. Can I get you anything else?
No, thank you. I brought my lunch. What do I owe you for the water?
Nothing. That napkin will be $42.50.
I paid you.
Oh, I beg to differ.
You can beg all you want. I'm not paying you again.
Ladies. Now, this has gone on for over a week. Seeing a beautiful friendship torn asunder. Rent and Twain. Bifurcated.
Lowell, have you been listening to those stupid vocabulary tapes again?
Indubitably. Well, I know how to solve this altercation.
Please enlighten us.
What?
Tell us how.
Well, you can do what the wife and I do, arm wrestle. Mel, but you two can leave your clothes on. Or not.
Lowell, I'm not going to arm wrestle Faye.
Fuck.
Are you calling me a chicken?
If the beak fits.
Okay, you got it. Let's do it.
Right. I'll referee. I love a good cat fight. All right, ladies. We're playing by the Marquess of Queensbury rules here. Elbows on the table at all times. Spitting, biting, and scratching are, of course, real crowd pleasers. All right, ladies. Ready? Set? Go.
Give it up, Faye.
In your dreams.
Helen, I saw a cockroach scurry under your counter, and I followed him, you know, like I usually do. And then I...
Can this wait?
Well, I thought it was pertinent. Anyway, I found this envelope. It's got $42.50 in it.
That's the money I gave you.
It must have fallen off the counter, Faye. I guess there's no reason to keep doing this.
So why don't we just quit?
Fine, let go.
No, you let go.
No, you let go first.
No, I'm not falling for that old trick.
It flew straight up, and it disappeared. So what do you think, Inspector Hanson?
Well, that's a very interesting story, Mr. Hackett. Well, I'm afraid the FAA can't take your report at face value. There are a few things we've found that cast some doubt on your credibility.
My credibility? Like what?
Well, it says here you once reported seeing Amelia Earhart over the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. That was just, I was playing a little joke on a buddy of mine, that's all.
Oh, a joke?
Yeah.
Like this UFO sighting?
No, this is different.
Well, how would I know that?
Well, my brother Joe saw it, for one.
Oh, really? Yeah. Maybe I should talk to him.
No, you can't. It wouldn't do any good anyway, because he's a mute.
He's a mute.
Joe, what are you doing here? I thought it was your day off. I have some paperwork. He speaks. It's a miracle. Hi, I'm Joe Hackett.
So you're the other one who was present at this alleged sighting. Inspector Hanson, FAA.
You went and filed that report, didn't you?
Oh, he sure did. Frankly, off the record, I'm surprised. If you're looking for some attention for your little airline here, this is the wrong kind of them.
Listen, is there any way that we can make this report disappear?
Well, I'm afraid it's a little late for that. Have a nice day.
What the hell did you think you were doing? Couldn't help myself. I wanted to find out what we saw. You better hope nothing comes of this, Brian. You better hope it gets buried under tons of bureaucratic paperwork and no one else hears a thing about it. You know why?
Please tell me why, Joe. I want you to go on and on and on about this.
Because if I lose my business, I am holding you personally responsible.
Oh, come on!
Look, all I want from you is a promise that this goes no further, not a word.
Okay, fine. You have my word. From now on, my story is the only thing I saw that night is the sky, the stars, the moon, and you, Joe Hackett.
Announcing the arrival of Aeromass, flight 14 from Hartford. We at Aeromass would like to congratulate our colleagues at Sandpiper Air for the inauguration of their new non-stop service to the planet Zoldar.
Is there a Brian Hackett here? Brian Hackett?
Yeah, that's me.
My colleagues and I learned about your UFO sighting.
Now, I don't know anything about a UFO.
We just want you to know that you're not alone. We've seen it too. exactly who are you?
We're just people from different parts of the country and different walks of life who happen to share the common experience of having seen a UFO. And because of the skepticism we've encountered from the government, among others, we decided to form our own independent investigative unit.
Well, I'm afraid all you people have come an awful long way for nothing because I didn't see anything.
Mr. Hackett, we have an informant at the FAA. We know you reported a sighting.
Who are you, the KGB? I tell you what, why don't we just bypass the rubber hoses and go straight on to Ludmilla and the compromising videotape, okay?
We all understand what you're going through, Mr. Hackett.
Please, call me XRQ24.
We're all just ordinary people. I'm a bookkeeper. Al teaches physics in high school. Tom's a dentist. John's a contractor.
And I'm a pilot. Thank you all for coming to Career Day.
You know, none of us wanted to see a UFO. We didn't ask for this to happen. It was thrust upon us.
Look, I already told the FAA my story. I don't feel like sounding like a jackass twice in one day.
Look, Mr. Hackett, I understand how you feel. I'm a very successful contractor. But who wants their kitchen remodeled by some wacko who saw a UFO over his grandson's treehouse?
Who'd they send to talk to you?
An Inspector Hanson.
Hanson.
Now, they never send Hanson out unless they want to stop a report dead in its tracks, so your sighting must have been significant.
Well, I didn't see anything.
Okay, I'll tell you what you saw. It was a blue light. It flew from one side of the sky to the other in a matter of seconds. At that point, it either made a loop or it flew straight up and disappeared.
It flew straight up.
So you saw it, too.
Oh, so apparently rats that desert a sinking ship can get back on board. Okay.
So, exactly what do you want from us?
We want you to take us up in your plane.
Tonight?
In New Mexico, they had sightings for 6 straight nights. If the same holds true here, this is a perfect window of opportunity.
Excuse me. Come on, Joe, what do you say? Come on, what else are you going to do besides? You're going to stand and watch TV?
Well, I still have 5 hours of the Civil War to get through.
Let me save you some time. The north winds. Come on, Joel. Please, what do you say?
All right, I'm with you.
Great. Let's go. Hey, Joe, just out of curiosity, what made you change your mind?
Well, before these people came along, the only person that could corroborate my story was you. No offense, Brian, but give me a break.
I hope you don't mind our inviting a reporter from the local paper along.
No, I guess it's okay. Anything we can do to further the cause of science.
Kind of glad you came along, aren't you?
Yeah, I really am. I haven't said much about it these last few days, but it has been on my mind constantly.
Mr. Hackett, what do you hope to accomplish tonight?
Well, we don't know that we'll accomplish anything. Ideally, we hope to see another UFO, but if not, at the very least, we'd like to encourage other people who've seen what we've seen to step forward and let their voices be heard.
Yeah, that and to meet women.
Thanks.
There's the lighthouse. We're getting close to the spot where we saw it.
Is there anything on the monitor?
Not yet. It's pretty fancy-looking equipment you got there. What does it do?
We discovered in previous sightings that there was a drop in atmospheric ionization within a 3-kilometer radius, so we brought along an ionization counter.
Also a high-speed infrared camera, a gravitational flux monitor, and an electronic triangulator.
You guys get the home shopping channel on cable, don't you?
I'm getting a reading. 4.56 by 32 on the grid.
Ionization 50 mkg and falling.
Magnitude 3 fluctuating at 550.
Oh, I don't see anything yet.
Prepare for a close encounter.
This is getting exciting. I hope they know we come in peace.
Joe, don't turn around.
Why?
Just trust me on this one. Just don't turn around. No, Joe, don't.
Oh,
what are you doing?
Hey, no. Joe Hackett, owner of Sandpiper Airlines and leader of UFO Expedition, demonstrates alien salute.
This is so humiliating.
You know, Joe, you should wear hats more often. You look good in foil.
Good night, fellas.
Good night, Roy.
Hey, you know, Roy, you haven't said a thing about this all day. I'm getting kind of nervous. Go ahead, mock us. You have a right.
No, Hackett, this is too easy for a man of my talents. It'd be like hooking a dead fish. You've taken all the sport out of it. Good night, fellas.
Maybe slime, but he's got standards.
Good night, boys.
Hey, Faye.
How's your arm, Helen?
Ah, it's a little sore, but I'll be fine. Good night, everybody.
Who won the arm wrestling match?
Oh, Faye licked me.
Ah, she beat you, huh?
No, she licked me. She literally licked my hand. I was so startled, she caught me off guard, pinned me to the table.
Experience beats youth every time.
We did see something out there, didn't we, John?
Yes, we did.
I mean, we might not know what it was, but it was there, right?
What do you think? Believe there are actually alien spacecrafts up there making visits to Earth?
Oh, I mean, it sounds crazy, but I mean, there are plenty of things that you can't explain. The Easter Island statues and those circles in the English wheat fields. White decaf coffee pots are orange.
You look up at the sky, all the stars, the vastness of the universe, and it makes you realize how arrogant we are to think that Earth is the only planet with life. Makes you feel kind of insignificant, doesn't it?
Not when my shoes are shined.
Well, I don't care what anyone says. I think there's got to be intelligent life forms up there somewhere.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Hey, guys, I finally got this stupid light to work. Now, if you think it's bright now, watch this. Whoops.
Meanwhile, the search for intelligent life here on Earth continues.
Stay tuned for a show filled with sibling rivalry, love triangles, divorcees, and dashing airline pilots. Cheesy primetime drama? No, modern classic sitcom. Wings is next, right here on Nick at Night.